Frazier, it's great to have you back in Providence, where you committed some great reporting in the 1960s and the 1970s. Take us back to what Providence was like in that era. The civil rights and the anti-Vietnam War activism were at its height. How did the Journal and other papers respond to these movements?
I'm not sure that when I got here there was any feeling at all of where we were headed with the war in Vietnam. But the first story, I was in the Attleboro Bureau, and the first big story I did there, I thought it was big, was the first death of an Attleboro boy in the war. My sense of it was when that story landed here in Providence, it made people sort of stop and think, is this where we're going? I mean, this was 12 years before the end, and already he felt that nobody had really decided they wanted to win this war or even why it was being fought. And even in those days, there were protests against people like him.
And you're talking 1965 now.
Correct.
You say newspapers once provided the glue that cemented a community. One of the ways that you saw this was when you began writing obituaries. You know, the obit desk in those days was where a lot of reporters started. What did you glean from that experience?
I think the obituary desk was not a favorite of anybody's. It was of mine because I got to write 44 inches. And what we were doing in those days, if you were me and you hadn't had any experience, you know, you were writing really short stories. You didn't get a chance to show anything.
Journalism's gone through an awful lot of changes and iterations. The death of the afternoon newspaper, the switch from advertising-based journalism to subscriber-based. Television came along. What do you make of all this, and what does the future hold?
Well, the serious part of it, of course, is let's begin by conceding that there is change in the world. The buggy and the buggy whip were put on the shelf by the automobile. But we knew what was coming after, from buggy to what? To cars. We knew that that was going to happen. And the problem was that we weren't replacing something then that had the burden of democracy on its shoulders. And I believe that. And I somehow or another, I got to a point where I thought, this is what I'm really doing. I'm representing people who can't be here. They have an actual job, and I got to do this. It's a lot of fun, but I'm responsible for what goes on here. Why did I want to write about it? I think, as I said before, I don't think people really understand all the elements of community building that newspapers are responsible for. We're in a transition phase, and I think if newspapers weren't really so determined to call the shots— This is one of the problems that journalism, I think, needs to face. There ought to be more discussion. It should involve the readers. Something needs to be done to kind of work our way towards the kinds of things that will replace what we had. This is what I think the value of my book is. It shows, you know, it's my book is a little bit of an obituary for what we did all these years. I mean, like a good obituary, I mean, I hope I'm talking about the really good stuff we did and the reason it was important really just kind of says, okay, everybody else, you got to figure out where we're going.
Frazier Smith, the book is The Daily Miracle. Thanks an awful lot for stopping into our studio here in your old stomping grounds of Providence.
Thank you so much for having me.